conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
It is now 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're in conversation with Professor Kathy Govender, who is a constitutional law expert, as we try to make sense of the Constitutional Court judgment that was handed down yesterday. So reaction from different interest groups has been pouring in following the Constitutional Court decision, ruling that the barring of foreign nationals from being admitted to the legal profession is not unconstitutional. The outcomes follows a group of foreign nationals who were fighting to be admitted and enrolled as legal practitioners in South Africa in unanimous judgment written by Justice Zukisa Shikli. The court dismissed an appeal against the ruling by the Free State High Court that Section 24, Subsection 2 of the Legal Practice Act 28 of 2014 is unconstitutional and invalid to the extent that it does not allow foreigners to be admitted and unauthorized to be enrolled as non-practicing legal practitioners. And the Constitutional Court found that and argued that it is not confirmed, that finding by the Free State High Court. Dr. Kathy, good afternoon. Sorry, Professor Kathy, rather. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good afternoon, Alan, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Appreciate your time as well. So when it comes to this judgment, is it fair to say that the Constitutional Court, the argument of the Constitutional Court is that foreign nationals are barred to practice as legal practitioners, or is there limitation to it? Because the court judgment speaks about the limitation there being that, for instance, foreign nationals who have permanent residence are allowed to practice.
Yes, I think that's the vital distinction. So what the Legal Practice Act does, and that's the act that regulates and lays down the conditions which people must meet before they're able to be registered as legal practitioners. It says, for example, you have to have a degree, you have to have the vocational training, practical examination, and then it adds that you also have to be either a South African citizen or a permanent resident. So the applicants in this case were not permanent residents, but were here either on a work permit or some other limited or study permit, essentially. And they contended that even though they satisfied all the other requirements, it was an unfair discrimination for the legislation to prevent them from practicing and being admitted as legal practitioners. And the Constitutional Court in this case held that there was a legitimate governmental purpose, that's to provide job opportunities for South Africans and permanent residents, and also felt that it did not amount to unfair discrimination for the legislature to restrict the practice of law to citizens and to people permanently resident. Now, it's quite important to note the court found that people that are non-citizens and non-permanently resident can work in other capacities provided to the accordance with their terms and conditions of being here, but it only restricted their ability to be admitted as legal practitioners.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, you could work as a legal advisor, etc., but you will not be deemed to be a legal practitioner in South Africa.
Meaning that you won't be able to represent somebody in court?
That's correct, yes. So you will not have the right to call yourself a legal practitioner and therefore not be able to effectively represent somebody in court.
Mm-hmm. So that particular limitation, is it also in place where a work permit has been granted for the person to come and work in the country?
And that's another key point. You see, one of the issues that concerned various courts in this process is that you have the Immigration Act, mm-hmm. and the Immigration Act stipulates the process that you need to go through in order to work permanently in the country. And the concern was that people come into the country on a study permit, and the study permit allows them to study at a university in South Africa.
Yep.
They know what the rules are regarding admission. They complete their study and then request to be admitted to work as legal practitioners in South Africa, thereby circumventing the provisions of the Immigration Act. And the various courts took the view that that would not be permissible. I think there's also another point, Aldrin, that I need to make, is that the Section 22 of the Constitution protects the right of citizens to engage in professions and occupation of their choice, and it allows government to regulate the way that professional practice operates and admission to those practices and professions. But the court held that that right does not extend to non-citizens. So a foreigner cannot say, I have a right to practice law in South Africa. That right is restricted to South African citizens.
Mm-hmm. Is this something similar to what we saw, and I don't know if you remember the story in Zimbabwe where advocate Dalimpofu was appointed by the opposition party in Zimbabwe to represent the party in the Constitutional Court to try and nullify the 2018 elections, and the court argued that they have no legal authority to represent that particular opposition party, the MDC?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with all the facts there, but there are many countries in the world. The judgment refers to, for example, in India, where they also require you to be citizens. Now, you know, the reason for that is because people may not have permanence in the country, and that means that their activities cannot be properly regulated by the overseeing authority. So that's the reason why you require some measure of permanence in the country.
Mm-hmm. And then just a quick final one, Professor Govender, is on legal aid. When it comes to legal aid, is there limitation as well as to who qualifies to get legal aid vis-a-vis citizens and non-citizens?
I think the right to be legally represented is not a right that's restricted to citizens. So if someone is charged with murder in South Africa and very serious sanction and punishment if the person is convicted, that person is entitled to legal representation. And if the person is a foreigner, that person may request a legal aid to provide legal representation to him or her.
Irrespective of whether the person is a refugee or undocumented?
That's the way I interpret it, yes.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Professor Kathy Govender, who is a constitutional law expert, following that decision that was taken yesterday by the Constitutional Court, setting aside that decision that was taken by the Free State High Court, that Section 24, Subsection 2B of the Legal Practitioners Act was unconstitutional and invalid.